You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back in, hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Make sure you're listening all day long here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We'll have your opportunity to qualify to win a pair of tickets to get into Game 6 tonight between the Nashville Predators and the Carolina Hurricanes. Every hour here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, we will have your opportunity to qualify. So make sure you're listening in for that cue to call. Joe, let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Going back to the Choice is Yours segment, you're laying out your all-time power play units. You had Tolvanen under consideration. Jack from Nashville texting in. Tolvanen already on your list, Joe? I thought Stillman and Company started at 2 o'clock.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Ooh.
It is a little bit of a projection, of course. Now, if the team, Robbie didn't specify, if the team was based on production, then I never consider him.
You take it whatever way you want to take it.
I think that a few years from now, I want you to mark it down. I want you to mark it down. A few years from now, that may sound good. So I'm trying to you know, buy low.
So you're saying that Tolvanen will reach the floor of Philip Forsberg at that point. Maybe even above the floor at that point.
Oh, God. Yeah, I actually forgot about that specific aspect of this whole thing. Yeah. I mean, already, you know, well, that is the floor. Like, Philip Forsberg is his floor,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Sure.
So if you got Forsberg on that unit, you better have Tolvanen, I guess.
It's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, you start the team with him then, don't you?
Yeah. Like, get out of the way, Korea.
You see if you can clone him and just have five Tolvanens.
Two former, two Hall of Famers on the list. Get out of the way. Yeah. Tolvanen's coming through.
Come on. Tolvi all day.
Game 6 tonight between the Predators and the Hurricanes. Obviously a must-win situation tonight for the Predators back home at Bridgestone Arena. It's going to be interesting, Joe, to see how the Predators come out here. I thought the game plan that they had in Game 5 was pretty close to what they want to do against this Carolina team, especially defensively. I thought they were frustrating the Hurricanes. I thought they played really well through the neutral zone for the most part until Marty Natchez comes blazing through, makes the game 2-2. And then you end up losing the game in overtime. The one area that I think was better in games 3 and 4, and I think is going to have to be better in game 6, you've got to find a way to sustain more zone time offensively and put more pressure on Nedeljkovic. Like, it's been interesting because I think in most playoff series, you get a pretty good gauge for what a goaltender is. I thought Nedeljkovic was awesome in game 4 for Carolina. Outside of that, like, there haven't been many saves that Nedeljkovic has made where I'm like, oh, man, that was a heck of a save by Alex Nedeljkovic there. He's been good. He's been fine for the most part. I don't think that Carolina certainly has a problem with him in net or anything like that. But I think in order to win this game tonight in Game 6, it's going to require the Predators to be more dangerous offensively than they've been, especially when they've been on the road in Raleigh. And that's what I'm looking for tonight from the Predators. Can you sustain zone time offensively? And not only have the zone time, can you get to the hard areas and make life difficult for Nedeljkovic while he's in net? That, to me, is my number one key to victory tonight for the Predators.
Well, I mean, you gotta cash in when you have those rebounds. I kind of disagree with you. I feel like in 3 and 4, And some of those, I mean, I think some of those Dorsey, like Cousins and things like that, I thought he had some big time. Now, he had an incredible save, incredible, that ended up not, it wouldn't have counted, as we found out later, because Halla high-sticked that, yeah. You know. I mean, that was astounding. I thought that he really got pushed. I agree that last game it wasn't as much. It was much more of a defense. It felt like last game, like neither team really established much of a forecheck against the other team at all. It was just a lot of back and forth and neutral zone stuff, which I think, frankly, I mean, I think that's still probably preferred for the Predators if yep. if they can have it that way both ways. But you got to cash in on the doorstep. You know, Johansson, you're right there. Like those things have got to – you got to find a way to make the play. And I think sometimes there is a – I know it's too simple to say, just shoot. You know, don't make the fancy plays. Sometimes, like, you can work your way to something much better. But there are times when I think we've seen guys hesitant to shoot. The Yossi play obviously comes to mind.
Yep.
We all instantly tweeted the exact same thing at that moment. That usually tells you that it was pretty egregious.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kristen texting in, love the Preds, season ticket holder, and will cheer for a win tonight. But unless there is a cup at the end, there needs to be changes. If we lose a really good up-and-coming young player or Ekholm to the Kraken, David Poile has failed us. So we talked about the perspective heading into Game 6 from the fan base earlier. Kristen, an example of, hey, unless you take this thing all the way, there are some changes that are going to need to be made. I don't know. Look, a lot of this, the changes conversation boils down to Johansson and Duchene, and we'll have a lot of time to talk about that coming up. But I do think there are some that have had their minds changed, and they feel a lot better about the direction the Predators are heading in right now. And then you have Kristen, who says, unless you get a cup out of this, you got to make some changes if you're the Predators.
Well, I remember in 2017, you know, they come up short in Game 6, and immediately we were like, man, they got to tear this thing apart, you know. I don't know. I think if they win this series and then go beat the Lightning, I think after that you're gonna have a strong campaign to largely keep this group together. And hey, maybe that's not the right thing. But these are the moments that it just means more.
Yes.
The NHL playoffs, okay? Like if Matt Duchene, who I didn't think was as good in Game 5, but if Matt Duchene continues to score huge goals, make big plays, and they advance, it's hard for me to even care about what he just did in the regular season.
To a point. Like, there's got to be more in the regular season from those two guys. But I hear you. Like, if you're making big plays when it matters the most, and also, like, if he's making big plays at this point, I would assume he's making big plays with Forsberg and Johansson. And then you feel like, all right, well, could this be a line that you build on moving forward? Your three best forwards, your three highest paid forwards as you move forward here. Is that something that you just keep together? And I know you brought in Matt Duchene to be a centerman, and you brought him in to be a centerman on the second line. If they figure things out here and they're able to come back and win this series and continue to be dangerous offensively throughout the rest of the playoffs, as far as that would go, whether it's the next round against Tampa Bay or if you somehow get past them, is that the future? If it's just Duchene, you're on the wing. Sorry, man. And you're playing with Forsberg and Johansson. Like, that would go a long way to that conversation as well.
I still have my doubts that it'll even be an option for John Hines next year. I could be wrong, but I have my doubts. But, yeah, if they're both here, maybe. But is Granlund here?
I don't know.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm not good at math. This has been established on the show, but
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, something's got to give. Something's got to go.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Matt texting in. Good morning, guys. The team is playing with over 14,000 people in Bridgestone. You've got to keep them loud for the full 60 and can't let Carolina silence them tonight. We've talked about it before, especially in this series. Crowd's been a pretty big factor. I don't think you could watch this series and not recognize that at this point. I would expect the environment to be great tonight for this marvelous 8:30/8:45 game time that we have tonight at Bridgestone Arena. I think the environment's going to be great. The home team's won every game so far. Is that a direct result of having the crowds? Probably not. It's probably just kind of the way things have gone. I do think, though, to Matt's point, the crowd had a big impact on the Predators in overtime. I think it's had an impact on Carolina at home as well. And I think that is something you feel good about if you're the Predators heading into this game tonight, is the environment, the energy inside Bridgestone Arena. I would expect that will be used to their favor tonight, especially to begin the game.
I love the Johansson quote after game four, which I used it real high in the Athletic column. You know, if you feel like a robot.
Yeah.
So that's what the crowd impact is. It's energizing for the home team. It's not maybe it's a little demoralizing, I guess, for the visitor. But for the most part, they're going to play hockey. And, noise around them isn't going to bother them. But the home team, I do think, gets something from that. And I'm sure tonight will be quite a scene.
When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the Predators. Who faces the most pressure for the Predators tonight heading into Game 6? We'll get into that coming up next. Right now, though, make sure you go to thegamenashville.com to check out Nashville's best deals. This week, purchase a $100 gift card for $50 of downtown dollars. Hundreds of downtown businesses are already welcoming you back. And with this downtown dollar special promotion, if I could read, it's never been easier to shop, sip, or snack local while supporting your favorite businesses. Get yours now at thegamenashville.com. We'll be right back here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5, The Game. ESPN 94.9 is the home for Nashville Sounds baseball. Tonight, the Sounds are on the road and will face the Columbus Clippers, the AAA affiliate of the Cleveland Indians. The pregame show with Jeff Hem starts at 5:50, and the first pitch is at 6:05. Nashville Sounds baseball on ESPN 94.9, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans and by 312 Pizza Company. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to Game 6 tonight between the Predators and the Hurricanes. Joe, let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Terry texting in. But seriously, 8:30 puck drop. Does the NHL not want young fans? My 9-year-old is mad. Won't even get to watch any of it. Come on, NHL. This is coming from Terry.
Well, the NHL doesn't want any fans in Carolina. They'll make it through the first period. I guess if you're a Preds fan, you know, it's like you're at the beach for two games, you know, or sit on this part of the couch or whatever. I mean, hey, most of the Carolina fans won't be watching late tonight, so maybe it's good luck for the Preds.
Maybe so.
Or maybe some of them who have been watching have been bad luck. Who knows? I mean, it's there's so many factors.
Do I need to find my way back down to the beach before game time? The thing is, I could drive right now and comfortably be back in time for the game.
That's right.
That is for sure. I could be there very quickly.
You could be six pina coladas in by puck drop.
I could be.
But it is, in all seriousness, Terry, I hear you, and it's stupid. It's just stupid.
So we're asking the question now, which player for the Predators faces the most pressure tonight heading into this Game 6 situation? Now, you can take it any way you want to take it. I'm kind of thinking outside of UC Soros because, I mean, it's the goaltender. You're always facing pressure heading into an elimination game. For that kind of speaks for itself. I also think Soros at this point has established himself where if he were to have a bad game tonight, it doesn't really change the way I feel about UC Soros as we move forward here. So I don't think there's a ton of pressure on UC Soros from that standpoint tonight. Go ahead.
Soros has proved himself.
Yes.
Soros is proven.
Thank you. Very, very well done. Ben on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, as far as players, the pressure is on Roman. He is the only one that shows up consistently, so it's up to him to carry us when nobody else does because they disappear like ghosts, and I'm used to it. Wow.
Jeez. Aggressive. That's a really interesting question. I do think that Yossi, there's a lot on him. There just is. There's a lot on Yossi. You know, there's a lot on Slavin now that he's back in the lineup.
Yep.
But he has reduced the pressure on some of those other guys. I mean, Pesci and those guys, you know, they can chill a little bit. They can actually come off the ice here and there now that Slavin's in. But for the Predators, I mean, I would still tend to just point to the guys we talk about all the time. I'd like to be more creative, but Johansson, Duchesne. This is very much show that you can do it in the biggest moments. And the last two home games, they responded. I mean, they did a lot of things. beyond just the ridiculous, you know, Duchesne goal to win game three. So that's absolutely the expectation tonight. I think I have to start with them.
Well, I start with them, but I mean, they responded well in games three and four, and we talked about it heading into those games. There was a lot of pressure on those guys then. I think there's more pressure now in game six where, yeah, you've done it for two games, and I think it was a nice reminder of what they can be and what they look like when there's a top of their game, and that's awesome. I mean, that's what they're paid to be. The problem is, I thought in game five, they just were non-factors for the most part, and that's what you can't have tonight. Like, if you go out tonight and it's game six, those two are non-factors. Number one, I think it's going to be tough to win the game if that happens. But even if you do, like, to me, it's hard to change this narrative if you're Johansson and Duchesne if that continues to be the case, if you cannot stack performances together. Like, you talked about it, and I agree, like, it felt like after game three, when Matt Duchesne scored his goal, that was a bit of a, here, see, this is what we can be. This is what I can be. This is what I've been waiting on. I want to play in front of these fans. I mean, he mentioned that multiple times in his press conference. And that's all well and good, and I get it. I believe Matt Duchesne wants to play here with all of his heart. I think he loves it here. But at some point, like, the production has got to match up as well. And if you get two really good games out of them in a seven-game series, it's not good enough. Like, that right now is the difference between Carolina and Nashville. Carolina's best players are playing like it, and for the most part, the Predators, at least from a production standpoint, their best players are not. And that cannot continue to be the case if you're Johansson and Duchesne.
Yeah. Now, this is where really being home definitely matters. Talked about this earlier on the show, but Rod Brind'Amour, when he has last chance, he is doing all he can to get that stall line with, of course, Fast and Fogel matched up against Johansson's line. Stall matched up against Johansson, physically matching up, and he can match up with him. There aren't a ton of people who can when Johansson wants to play like a wrecking ball. Stall can. Vingan has a stat in his story today at The Athletic. So when those lines have been against each other at even strength, it's 16-8 in overall shots on the Carolina Lions' favor and 7-2 from the slot.
Yep.
So tonight, John Hines tries to get those guys away from Stahl. He tries to get Granlund in the face of Aho in the SAT line. You know, the matchups should be a little bit better with last change, and you try to, you know, get those situations where, you know, you can take advantage of the matchup. I mean, I think sometimes last change can be overrated, and it's not like, I mean, obviously it just has to be in certain situations that you can use it, but it feels like in this series it's been pretty significant.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ryan in Nashville texting in, Johansson, Duchesne, and Josi have to be under the most pressure tonight, especially Johansson after missing that goal in game five. Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying there. That's a goal you'd love to see Ryan Johansson score. I think even if he scores there and the Predators end up losing, still think he's under a pretty great deal of pressure heading into this game, an elimination game where you just need your top players to be at their best. And look, to your point with last change, you can get away from Stahl a little bit more tonight. You're still going to be matched up against him some out there. I mean, it's not like you're going to be able to completely avoid him out there. But also, like, you know, Jordan Stahl is not this impenetrable wall out there either. Like, if you're Johansson, you got to do a better job of winning more of the matchups against Jordan Stahl if you're out there.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, it's a great matchup. It's a really compelling matchup. Of course, Stahl has four goals in the series. He's been big time, you know. But, yeah, Johansson should be able to go up against anyone in this league. And we can think back 4 years to Jonathan Toews, and he should be able to win his share. You know, Preds also have to be better in the faceoff circle. And basically, yeah, it was 60-40 last game, and like some big, big situations where you need a faceoff win.
I got a texter on the text line, says it's Tolvanen. He needs to do something to prove he deserved Arvidsson's place in the lineup. What do you think about Tolvanen facing the most pressure heading into this game? I don't buy that.
Is it Arvidsson's spot, or is that Cousins with Arvidsson's spot? I don't even know. But he, certainly, he's in the rotation of guys you could take out to put Arvidsson back in. I think that there is pressure on Tolvanen.
Sure.
I think, for the most part, to me, he's responded pretty well with his competitiveness five-on-five, his mindfulness. He's getting into stuff. He doesn't ever seem to react when someone messes with him, which at some point maybe it's okay, you know, give someone a shove back. But,
a little bit of cross-check, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think he's been dangerous. Now, he needs to bury one. But I feel like he's had some good shots and good chances and gotten himself space to do that, and that's what you want him to do. Again, it's kind of like, you know, basketball coaches after a game, it's like, you know, you might lose a game by 30, but you are going to look on the film at the quality of the shots you got. And if you got the shots you wanted, then it's like some nights they don't fall. Yep. Some of the, like, I think if Tolvanen is in this lineup and things continue going as they are, he's going to get one.
Hey, Smashville, the game Nashville and Dos Equis is bringing the party to you. Text the word GOLDEN to 615-737-1025 to qualify for the ultimate in-home watch party. And did I mention one lucky fan is getting tickets to a playoff game at Bridgestone Arena? Get a dose, Smashville. You must be 21 or older to enter and win. Make sure you enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the Predators, and I'll tell you why there's one guy facing pressure tonight that maybe some fans would not realize. We'll talk about that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Listen to The Game every weekday for your chance to win $1,000. It's The Game's 1K payday presented by Kentucky Kingdom and Hurricane Bay. Listen for keywords at 9, noon, and at 3. And when you hear it, go to thegamenashville.com and enter the keyword for a shot at $1,000. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We've got Preds Pick to Click coming up here at 8:45, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. So we'll have that opportunity coming up for you here in about 13 minutes or so here on the program. Right now, looking ahead to Game 6 and asking the question, who has the most pressure that they're facing tonight for the Predators? And we've talked about Johansson and Duchesne. They've got to be at the top of the list, in my opinion. But, Joe, I'll tell you another guy that maybe you don't immediately think of in terms of facing pressure, but I think there is a little bit, and that's Philip Forsberg. Look, we all know how good Philip Forsberg is. I think he's been fine so far in this series. He's got 2 goals, 1 assist, 2 pretty goals that Philip Forsberg has scored. But I feel like we're always kind of waiting on Philip Forsberg to take that next step and to take his game to the next level. And we've seen him do that in the playoffs before. I mean, I think back to the Cup run, 14 points, 22 games, 9 goals, including some huge clutch goals during that stretch. I mean, the next year where he had 16 points in 13 games and the Colorado series, he was basically, you know, a human highlight reel in that series, even in the Winnipeg series as well, to some degree. That's taking your game to the next level. This is an important summer for the Predators and for Philip Forsberg as well. He is eligible for a contract extension when the offseason comes. He is someone who absolutely, I think the Predators should want to keep around and should want to be a part of the future. I think the question is, what is Philip Forsberg worth? How much is he going to end up being paid when it comes to this discussion for his next contract? And is it to the point now where Forsberg just is what he is, and that's a really good player that flirts with 30 goals every now and then and is somewhere in the 50 or 60-point range? Or can he get to that next step that we seemingly always talk about with him, and that is, can he be a 40-goal scorer? Can he be a point-per-game guy for the Predators? He's not done either one of those things yet in the regular season, and injuries have become a part of that story over the last few years, which is pretty incredible to think about. Like, his first 3 full years in the NHL, 82 games, 82 games, 82 games. He was in every game his first 3 years. And ever since then, injuries have started to become a part of the equation for Philip Forsberg. I think this is a big game, a big closeout to the series for him, regardless of if it's over tonight or if the Predators find a way to come back and win this series. There's some pressure on Philip Forsberg because I feel like we're getting to the point with him where it just kind of feels like he may be what he is. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a really good player. I'm starting to wonder if he's ever going to take that next step and be one of the true elite wingers in this league when it comes to a goal scorer?
Well, I don't think he's going to be that. I don't think he's going to be a point-a-game guy or 45-goal guy or anything like that. The closest he got was in the President's Trophy year. You know, he had 64 points in 67 games. That was also the start of, as you said, this kind of annual thing where he's going to miss a chunk of the season. And it's four straight years now that you've had that. We also talked earlier in the show about Arvidsson and the fall off the table in shot percentage, you know, this year versus the rest of his career. This is also the lowest for Forsberg this year. 9-3, still a pretty good number, but I think that I think you're right that there's pressure on him. He's still only 26. He's still the guy that I think ultimately, if you're this team, what's forward on this team can you count on to just make a play on his own and just do something special? He's the guy,
but I need to see it more.
Like, right.
He's not been that enough in this series.
He's the guy, but I think that he's not one of those guys at the absolute. And I don't think he's going to get to that. But I'll say this, too. I'm keeping him and paying him to get this for the next few years. And frankly, like, even if they lose and he doesn't produce tonight, I would feel the same way. But I agree that there's pressure. I mean, if this team is going to do anything here, going to extend the series, win the series, do anything else, it's hard to imagine that happening without him making a big impact.
Go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHunted.com. Got a texture that says, Robbie, you obviously don't know hockey. The Preds have given the Canes all they can handle. This series is exactly where we hoped it would be against perhaps the best team in hockey.
Wow.
Okay.
There's an aggressive comment. But wait, based on what? Yeah, what did you say?
I don't know.
What have you done, Robbie? Did you say the Preds are, like, disappointing everyone with their performance? I mean, I didn't hear that.
I don't think so.
I might have blanked out.
I don't know. I don't know what I said. Yeah, right. Look, I think I said it to begin the show. The Predators, if you would have told me that the Predators were taking this to six games, and not only six games, but six games where I think you can make an argument so far that in the last three games especially, they played pretty well. I mean, they've been right there. They've won two of them. I thought they had a good chance to win in game five. I think absolutely they've been competitive in this series. So, sorry, I don't know. I don't know of what I did to upset Predators fans, but apparently I did.
Who is this now?
Who's
this coming after you? No name. Name yourself. Reveal yourself. Yeah, I don't know. I think we've both been impressed with the Preds overall. I mean, you have to be. It doesn't mean that everything's great and all's well and keep the gang together whenever this ends, but they've been very impressive and we've talked about it.
What I did say was the top players for Carolina have played like top players. And a lot of the top players for Nashville have not done that consistently enough. Like, you need to have more from Philip Forsberg. You need to have more from Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene. I mean, heck, I think in this series you've needed to have more from Roman Josi. Yep. I think he's been okay, but I don't think Roman Josi has been, you know, this dominant player that we know he can be in this series. I think you absolutely need more from Roman Josi. So if that's me not knowing hockey or being too critical of the Predators, sorry, but that's what it is.
So it's like this little puck, okay?
Yes,
and then
thank
you. They hit it around the ice with sticks.
They play on frozen water.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so icing, this is what happens. Yeah. All right.
Gotta love it. Let's go back to the text line. Heidi from Dixon says the equipment manager has pressure. Set that bar pretty high in game four.
Pete Rogers.
A lot of pressure tonight.
Can you duplicate this effort, Pete Rogers?
The X Factor.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the X Factor.
X Factor Pete Rogers. More than Mitch Korn.
Yes, absolutely.
Mitch Korn moving on.
Mitch Korn is moving on. Good for him.
Is he really?
To the next round.
In the playoffs. Oh.
Is he really?
Breaking news.
I don't know if you saw this. The Islanders, they won.
Well,
is Mitch Korn even doing anything for them anymore? I don't know. I guess he is.
I would think so.
You know what's cool? Like, if you're Mitch,
I thought you meant he was moving on to a different organization. I was like, when did that happen?
I don't know how old Mitch Korn is, but I wonder if it was cool when he was younger and then the band Korn came out. It spelled exactly how his last name is. Or maybe it wasn't cool. Deep thoughts.
I think he's older than the band Korn.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So he might have been like 20 years old and like then Korn comes out.
I don't. Yeah. I cannot picture Mitch Korn being a fan of that band.
I can't either. Oh, I think that'd be an uphill climb.
In the little dealings that I had with Mitch Korn last decade.
You never know where there's a headbanger lurking underneath a goalie coach.
I want to pass this along real quick. This coming from Diana Russini from ESPN. Quote, as we watch Titans players fiercely recruit Julio Jones on social media, I was told Atlanta has actually had discussions with Tennessee. As of now, they are still talking, but I was told, quote, this is a long shot for the Titans to land Julio Jones. I don't think a huge surprise with that.
Nope. Well, she has another tweet. The Falcons have discussed several offers, including an offer for a future first-round pick per sources. Mm. And, you know, that's the thing. If you're the Falcons, I'm sure you're like, gosh, Julio would like to go to Nashville. That'd be great. Oh, you are offering a first-round pick. Yeah, I think we'll take your call. And, J-Rob, you can be on hold for a few minutes. I mean, if someone's going to – if they can get a first-rounder out of this and dump that salary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gators underscore Z on Twitch says, talking about you, this Zach Ertz talk is maddening. He's washed Rex Road.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's maddening for people to say that. The guy's 30 years old. He's been highly productive in his entire NFL career. Go back to 2019, 88 catches, 916 yards, 6 touchdowns, following up an 1,163-yard, 116-catch, 8 touchdown season in 2018. Last year, he had a high ankle sprain. And for anybody who knows what a high ankle sprain is, it's not an ankle sprain. A high ankle sprain is like a severe injury. He got put on IR. He only played 11 games. So in those 11 games, he didn't produce as well. It was 36 for 335 and a touchdown.
Did you see that Eagles offense last year?
Yeah, for an absolute like garbage fire.
Dud.
Tire fire of an offense. I don't agree at 30 years old that he's washed. He had one pretty serious injury, and he played in a terrible offense last year. And right before that, he was one of the elite guys in the league. I don't buy it.
We did have somebody yesterday point out, if you're going to go for older tight ends, why not grab Delanie Walker or Zach Ertz? Because there's a 7-year age difference there.
Yeah, 7-year age difference, and the last time Delanie Walker was what people think of as Delanie Walker was 2017. We're talking about the Preds in 2017.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk about Delanie Walker in 2017, because that's what you need. You need him to be 2017 Delanie Walker.
Probably not going to happen at that point, but I'm sure that's not the last time Delanie Walker will be brought up as we move ahead to Titans training camp.
Oh, call that shot.
Yes, when we come back, it's time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Game 6. Tonight for the Predators against the Hurricanes. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, to guess a goal scorer for the Predators tonight. If you get it right, you'll win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. We'll do that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Turnaround shot and the score!
Going to find the back of the net in tonight's Preds game. Robbie and Rex Road make their picks to click and welcome a listener to do the same. Pick to Click is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, the official vodka of the NHL.
And it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Predators taking on the Hurricanes in Game 6 tonight at Bridgestone Arena, and the standings in Preds Pick to Click are as such. Joe Rex Road has taken the lead. 8 correct answers. The listeners are at 7. Ryan Porth is at 5. Robbie Stanley remains at 3 correct answers.
And before we get to Kyle, let's put the stakes out here. It's up to the Preds now.
Yeah.
If the Preds don't win tonight and Saturday, this is it.
This could be it.
The Preds have to win tonight, and they have to win Saturday, or this is it. So, Kyle.
There's a lot of pressure.
It's on you to try to at least finish with a tie, the listeners with me, and then these guys are in their toilet bowl and whatever.
With that in mind, let's go to
the guys who don't know anything about hockey.
Our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our participant today, Kyle from Nashville. Kyle, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Good, man. How are you?
We are doing great. Appreciate you taking time to call in. So as Rex Road said, Kyle, lots of pressure on this. Do you feel like you're up to it?
I am up to the challenge.
All right, that's what I'd like to hear. So who is your pick to click tonight for the Predators in Game 6?
I'm going with big number 92, Joey Johansson.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Kyle, very confident about Ryan Johansson there. Good luck to you, Kyle. We appreciate you taking time to call in. So, Kyle, right off the jump, going Ryan Johansson there.
Zero hesitation.
Zero hesitation. Even called him Joey Johansson. I like that, too. I like it. Kyle going with number 92 to start tonight.
Hey, he's going to have opportunities. He's been in position. He's scored some. He probably should have scored a little more. I think he's gonna come with everything he's got tonight. I like the pick.
So Kyle selecting Ryan Johansson. Ryan Porth, you have the first selection today among the three of us.
Oh, do I?
Yes, you do. So are you prepared?
I am so prepared to take Philip Forsberg.
All right. Well, he feels
both hands in the air.
He's raising both hands in the air.
Woo!
He seems very positive that Forsberg is going to respond then to the pressure you've been talking
Apparently
about.
Apparently so.
He's going to score multiple goals tonight.
Wow.
Really?
More than one.
Okay.
Yes, so, sir.
Porth selecting Philip Forsberg. Joe Rexroad, you are up next in the competition. Your pick to click for tonight's Game 6.
I feel like, you know, this is potentially the last one. The Preds are going to have to, you know, have to win two straight to not end this competition. So I feel like I should go with my guy Rex Croak. And he's had some chances in this series. He can always come up with a goal for you.
He can.
But no, I will not. Okay. Instead, I will come up with the guy who I think has had the most success for me this year and who I think, just like Kyle's pick there, they're going to be playing together. And I think he's going to have opportunities, and I think he's also understands – I think he also understands the stakes here and what needs to happen. I'm going 95, Matt Duchene. So we've taken that entire line.
So you're taking the entire first line. So yes. Matt Duchene, the selection from Joe Rexroad. Kyle selecting Ryan Johansson. Porth selecting Philip Forsberg. Joe Rexroad selecting Matt Duchene. That leaves me with a few options that I could go. And as we know, I've been very successful in this competition all season long. So going to continue that streak tonight. Give me number 10, Colton Sissons. He finds a way to find the back of the net tonight. Going off the radar a little bit. Number one, thought he played well last game. That was a beautiful saucer pass on Trennan's second goal there by Sissons.
Sissons was great last game.
I think he finds a way to find the back of the net in this game on a greasy goal in front of the net. Give me number 10, Colton Sissons, in today's competition.
Sissons, overall, like in this series, deserves to be talked about more than he, I think.
He's been
really good. And by the way, no one takes Trennan.
I'm always hesitant with a guy who doesn't normally score when he rolls out two. I don't think that's usually something that continues the next game. Sometimes it does, but usually not.
He's going to finish the job and get the Hattie tonight.
Maybe so.
Preds are going to score 11 goals, apparently.
Apparently so. So that is today's edition of Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Kyle in Nashville selecting Ryan Johansson. Ryan Porth selecting Philip Forsberg. Joe Rexroad selecting Matt Duchene. Robbie Stanley going with Colton Sissons tonight, which means no defenseman selected in this competition.
So you're looking
for Yossi, no Ellis, no Ekholm.
There was another game six where Colton Sissons scored a goal two or three. Let's just keep talking about stuff that happened in 2017.
There was. That is for
top
sure.
Center Colton Sissons.
Top center Colton Sissons. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Joe, we had this conversation a little bit earlier. I don't expect to see many lineup changes tonight. Maybe one or two here or there, but I would honestly be surprised. I think they'll probably go with the same group. If Victor Arvidsson is healthy and ready to go, which is a big if, we don't know if he is or not, is he in there, in your opinion? Or do you think, even if Arvidsson is healthy, he's able to play, that he's not in the lineup tonight for John Hines and the Predators in a must-win elimination game?
I would presume that if Arvidsson is totally healthy, remember, it's upper body. This is all we know. It's upper body. If he's deemed 100%, he's all ready to rock, that he still wouldn't be in the lineup. I think he'd be a healthy scratch. I just don't know who you're taking out for Arvidsson right now. I'm not taking out Nick Cousins. I think probably Tolvanen would be the most likely, but I'm not taking away that threat on the power play. And again, I think Tolvanen has found some space for himself to make some plays 5-on-5, and I think it's too much of a threat to take him out. And I know that Arvidsson has been quite a threat at times in his career, but I wouldn't do it.
Are you making any adjustments to the power play heading into this game? Because Johansson and Duchesne have been off of it. Ryan Ellis has been off of the power play as well. I said this yesterday on Preds Insiders with Porth. Like, to me, that's not a long-term solution. I'm putting Johansson and Duchesne back on the power play tonight. Like, I'm letting it ride. Like, at some point, you've got to have your most talented guys, your best finishers on the ice, on the power play. To your point, they've looked a little bit better with those two off, and they've certainly gotten set up in the zone better. But I think at some point, you've got to find a way to get your finishers on the ice. And with the way Johansson and Duchesne have played at home in this series, I think having them on the power play could be an asset for you.
Well, I want to see Forsberg and Tolvanen together, for yep. one thing. I mean, that's just been, at times, really good. I think I would lean toward Duchesne. I feel like Duchesne and what he does, his skill, his hands, you know, I mean, I think he's an asset in the power play. And I understand, like, Johansson can be, but I'm just assuming here, as we've seen them adjust and enter the zone, I feel like some of that is Johansson not being in there. Am I reading that wrong? A little bit plodding going in? I don't know.
Maybe, but generally speaking, in his career, he's been pretty good at entering the zone. But maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Either way, like, they've played better on the power play without those guys. You've preserved a little bit of energy maybe for them. I mean, they shifted a lot more later, especially in game 4. So you could say, well, not being on the power play helps that a little bit. I don't know. It's worked. But I certainly wouldn't have any problem with either of them being back on it. I mean, you just automatically assume both are going to be somewhere in your power play. I don't know. But like Cunning, I think has been good in the power play. Yeah. But maybe we'll see changes there.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam in Portland texting in. I look at it like this. The Hurricanes are a lot better than we are as far as puck handling and skill players, but we are more physical and nastier than they are. Johansson hasn't been scoring a bunch, but I've been seeing that dude block shots and constantly work. If we play like we have the last 3 games, we will win in that wild environment at Bridgestone Arena. I think, to Adam's point, if you bring the same overall intensity level and execution level that we've seen the last 3 games, it hasn't been perfect for every stretch of those games. But overall, I've liked what I've seen from the Predators during that stretch. I think you give yourself a pretty good shot tonight if you can bring that same intensity that you brought the last 3 games.
Yeah, I agree. It's still going to come down to 3 or 4 instances of did you finish and execute perfectly versus did Nedeljkovic or Saros rob you?
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a few plays that are going to just come down to the absolute skill and precision, you know, like Trocheck's freaking power play goal in the millimeter of space above Saros' head on that one. I mean, like, you know, can you finish those plays? I mean, look, can you get a lucky break like Stahl in the last game? I mean, he just swiped at the puck out of the air and it kind of bounced and went underneath Saros and you won the game. That's still a lot of times what these games come down to, but the Preds play like they've been playing and it's not like a 1-goal game either way, I'll be surprised.
When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the Predators and look ahead to Game 6 tonight. How do we view the Predators and what they've made of this series so far? And if this is it, does that justify what they've done at the trade deadline or what they didn't do at the trade deadline? We'll get to all that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.